This is Mistress Brighton with a new blog and a new audio for you. If you would like to read the blog, please go to enchantrixtees.com, and we're going to talk about kinky etiquette again, because apparently there's still issues and it needs to be consistently talked about. Anyway, I know my sister wives have blogged about this before, and I have also, like 50 bajillion times. If you go through my blog and do a search, you'll find where I said, hey, don't be a fucking asshole. But as I've said before, it bears repeating. You have to keep saying it until it's drilled into your brain. You know, I learned a new term and acronym from a fellow femdom. I was reading her blog, and now I'm posting it here. And the acronym is YKINMKATOK, which stands for Your Kink Is Not My Kink and That's Okay. And I wish more people would adopt this mentality instead of being social justice warrior weirdos and policing other people's horrible choices. That last bit was a joke. I hope you guys can appreciate my sense of humor and the fact that I'm a sarcastic asshole and a witch. So if you don't like it, I will probably like hex you or something. That's also a joke. Maybe. Maybe not. Anyway, let's get into like kinky etiquette and BDSM. I'm sure that you're aware that some people's fetishes may not make sense to you. Like, let's see, what's one that's kind of wacky that you may not understand if you're not into like, balloons or splashing or cuckolding? I've heard some people say, I don't understand cuckolding. Why would a man want his wife to sleep with other men? We're not talking about cuckolding today, though. We're going to talk about etiquette. This blog and my service, when you call me, I just want you to know this is a no-judgment zone with certain limitations, obviously. But even with those limitations, I do understand the psychology of kinks and their origins. Some people use BDSM and phone sex as therapy. I use phone sex as therapy because I like talking to people about their fetishes. Many recovering alcoholics, drug addicts, abuse victims turn to BDSM and sex work services to help them get better. And in that way, BDSM and phone sex are very helpful. It's a good service to have. Unfortunately, we have to deal with like the kinky etiquette fucking police. Not everyone's gonna agree with your choices if you're into a certain kink, and that's okay. It's fine if someone doesn't like what you're doing. What's not fine is policing people and telling them, oh, you shouldn't do this because it's offensive. Let me give you an example of something that's really fucking offensive to me. Being a sexist prick, being a racist fucking prick, disrespecting someone's boundaries, acting without consent, being verbally or emotionally abusive. Let me give you an example, now that I've given you that, of something that's not offensive. Respecting people's boundaries in and out of kink, exploring your kink, learning its origins, asking for consent before trying something with a DS partner. Even if you're the sub and that's the mistress, you can ask for consent without topping from the bottom, like, oh, I want you to do me, do me, do me. I'm gonna do you, do you, do you, and pay you no mind if you do that to me. However, consent is sexy. There are problematic BDSM kinks. We all know them. And dare I say, every single kink in BDSM can be problematic if it's abused. Anything. I'll give you an example of that. So if you're into bondage, for instance, and the person that you're playing with does not know what they're doing, you could get seriously injured. If you're into CBT and your partner doesn't know what they're doing, your dom doesn't know what they're doing, like whipping you in certain areas can cause serious injury to your kidneys. So you really do have to know what you're doing, and your partner also needs to have experience and be willing and open to learn. Behavior in the BDSM community is not always going to be perfect. There are some problematic people in that community, just as there are problematic people in every community, which is why education and communication are important. Remember my sissy etiquette blog that I did maybe a couple of months ago? I'll be honest with you. I don't give a flying fuck what your kink is. So long as whoever you play with is a consenting adult and you're both respecting each other's boundaries. As long as you respect mine and the boundaries of any of us that you talk to at LDW, we can all have a good time. Being considerate is so relatively easy, and so is supporting us, that I really don't understand why any of you would have thought in your mind to be rude or disrespectful. But hey, apparently some of you need CBT even if it's not your kink. Why are there so many sissies? Let's get into that. Because apparently sissies are harmful too. Let me answer that question for you. Why are there so many sissies? Well, golly gee. Maybe because there's a whole lot of people who enjoy role-playing that someone demanded that they wear panties and then dominated them into cross-dressing. And oh my gosh, someone's wee boner started dripping. Because Mistress said, being a woman is what you will be trained towards. And holy crapola, some people have raging orgasms from being emasculated. I was talking to a fellow femdom, and yes, we're aware that trans people indulge in the sissy fetish. Some don't, and that's okay. The sissy community sometimes, well, let's be honest, often, is problematic. So am I going to stop talking to sissies or doing sissy fetish sessions? No. This is where I tell all the naysayers to fuck off. Because if you're not in the BDSM community, I don't give a shit what you think. There are so many people struggling with gender, with sexuality, with crazy home lives, with health issues. If role-playing feminization is therapeutic for them, then get off your fucking high horse and go find something else to do. Because what we're not about to do is police people's sexuality and demonize something that is helping them learn more about themselves. I also suspect very soon that some jerk-off is going to get on a soapbox and say that gooning and mind control and pornography and fetishes like gooning masturbation that involve manipulating consent are evil and bad. Oh wait, that actually already happened, didn't it? That's why the adult industry is going through some of the nonsense that it's going through right now. It's also why some things we can talk about on the phone, but you're not going to see them on my blog. It's also why some people don't like femdoms and that kind of dom that involves taking your money via something that starts with fins and not the type you see on a dolphin, and indulging your exposing fetish that starts with the color black and ends with the delivery of your mail. Do you get me? By the way, I have no issue with those two kinks that involve fins and mail. I don't judge. I've discussed them before. Nor do I have any issue with any of the many varying sex work services offered, like only air propellers. And quite actually, I fully support the sex work community, including porn, because, now, here's a hot take, don't be shocked, I like watching porn too. Sex isn't evil for me, nor should it be for anyone who just wants to forget their troubles for a while and feel good. I do have a problem with some of the fucking silly cattiness, though, in the adult industry. Among women in the industry, grow the fuck up. We're supposed to be supporting each other. Yes, that means I support people outside of this service that are in the industry. It's really not that fucking controversial. So my advice to fellow phone girls, phone doms, professional doms, cam girls, content people, is to get the fucking stick out of your ass. There's this weird mentality that some of you have that I'm not going to discuss here because we're discussing BDSM etiquette. No matter what you like, kinky etiquette helps all of us. Because if you don't respect boundaries, I will not play with you. If you don't respect women and you disrespect any one of us, I'm going to call you on your bullshit. You can do your thing without being a raging fucking thunder cunt. As they say in NOLA, be nice or leave. There's a time to be rude. I use my platform to be rude on occasion because sometimes you fuckers only understand being told off. Imagine a world where you can't get served because you are disrespectful and someone assertive who has a fucking backbone, like me, told you all to go fall off a cliff. Get it? Got it? Great! Let's get to the good part. kinky etiquette and phone sex. You already know what I'm going to say. If you start fucking crying and whining about not getting your way and how horrible I am and how much you hate me, I'm going to tell you to go talk to somebody else. But if you like that kind of sassiness, you want me to kick your ass real good, call me. Just dial 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Miss Brighton. And remember that my sweet smile is a trap, not an invitation. Fuckface. Bye!